Leaving the forest behind, the helicopter burst out over blue water and turned around, going east. Evan saw a narrow sandy beach with patches of ragged lava rock and mangrove swamps clinging to the water's edge. The helicopter swung low and followed the beach, heading east.
"How far from Resolution are we?" Kenner said.
5-6 kilometers, Henry said.
"And how far from Pavutu?"
"Maybe 10 kilometers, on a mud track."
"Okay," Kenner said. "Let's find a place to put down."
"There's a good place I know, maybe 1 kilometer ahead."
"Fine, go there."
Evans was thinking, 5 kilometers walking on a beach, that was about 3 miles, should take them 1.5 hours at most. They could make it to Resolution Bay well before noon. That would give them...
"This the spot," Henry said.
A finger of rugged lava protruded into the ocean. Centuries of waves had smoothed it enough to make a landing possible.
"Do it," Kenner said.
The helicopter circled, prepared to descend. Evans was looking out, over at the dense wall of jungle where it met the beach. He saw tire tracks in the sand and a sort of gap in the trees that was probably a road. And those tire tracks...
"Say, listen," Evan said. "I think..."
Sanjong jabbed him in the ribs, hard. Evans grunted.
"What is it, Peter?" Kenner said.
Nothing. "We're going down," Henry said.
The helicopter descended smoothly, slowly settling onto the lava. Waves lapped at the edge of the rock pad. It was peaceful. Kenner looked out the bubble canopy, scanning the area.
"Okay, this good spot?" Henry said.
He seemed nervous now that they were down.
"I don't want to stay so long, John, because maybe they come soon."
"Yeah, I understand."
Kenner cracked open the door, then paused.
"So, all okay, John?"
"Just fine, Henry. Very nice spot. Get out and open this back door for us, will you?"
"Yeah, John, I think you can get it."
"Get out."
And with astonishing swiftness, there was a gun jammed against Henry's head. Henry sputtered and moaned in fear as he fumbled with his door.
"But, John, I need to stay inside, John."
"You've been a bad boy, Henry," Kenner said.
"You going to shoot me now, John?"
"Not now," Kenner said.
And abruptly, he shoved him out. Henry tumbled onto the sharp lava, howling in pain. Kenner slid over to the pilot's seat and shut the door. Immediately, Henry was up, pounding on the canopy, his eyes wild. He was terrified.
"John! John! Please, John!"
"Sorry, Henry."
Kenner pushed the stick, and the helicopter began to rise into the air. They had not climbed 20 feet before 12 men emerged from the jungle all along the beach and began firing at them with rifles. Kenner swung out over the ocean, going north, away from the island. Looking back, they could see Henry standing forlorn on the lava. Some of the men were running toward him. He threw up his hands.
"Little shit," Bradley said. "He would have gotten us killed."
"He may still," Kenner said.
They flew due north, over open water.
"So what do we do now?" Sarah said. "Land on the other side of the bay? Walk in from the other side?"
"No," Kenner said. "That's what they'll expect us to do."
"So then..."
"We wait a few minutes and go back to the western side, same as before."
"They won't be expecting that?"
"They may. We'll go to a different spot."
"Farther away from the bay?"
"No, closer."
"Won't ELF hear us?"
"Doesn't matter. By now they know we're coming."
In the back, Sanjong was breaking open the wooden cases and reaching for the guns. He stopped abruptly.
"Bad news," he said.
"What?"
"No guns."
He pushed a lid higher.
"These crates contain ammunition, but no guns.
That little bastard, Bradley said.
What do we do now? Sarah said.
We go in anyway, Kenner said. He turned the helicopter and, skimming the water, headed back to Gareda.